Alan, first of all, congratulations. Another Senior C Championship title. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great, Tom. Two in a row for three finals, two in a row. Really happy, you know.
Yeah.
Makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah. Had it well. Happy, comfortable enough in the end, but you had to work hard for it.
We had to work very, very hard. That McCool's team that we played in the round robin was, you know, no disrespect to the boys that day, but it was nowhere near as strong as that team today. Now, we figured that would be the case because the games between us and McCool's down through the years have always been as tight as this one. So we really didn't put any mass on the last game at all. It was just, you know, a fresh start from today.
Yeah, and I suppose it did really take the goal from the old veteran Kieran Sharkey to really clinch it.
It did. You know, you can't buy experience, Tom, and Sharks has it in spades, and the likes of Haran as well, you know, and Stephen Nairn, who's been around for a long time with us, and the likes of Don and Harvey, and who came in at the end. It's actually, in all the years that Don and Harvey's been playing for Unions, it's the first time he's ever been on the field when we've won a championship. He's been on it loads of times when we've been beaten at different levels through the years, but today is actually the first day he's been on the field when we won, you know.
Yeah, because your bench did make an awful lot of difference. Dara McWalter came in and gave you a presence around the middle as well.
Yeah, Dara and Paddy McColgan, when we made that switch at half time, it was pretty evident a couple of minutes into it that it was working, and we had that bit of extra bite going forward, you know. I suppose, you know, the disruption with the poor chap getting hurt, you know, it's kind of knocked both teams out, knocked the rhythm out when we had to restart the game. But we kind of knew that, you know, whoever would get the better start after that restart would actually go on. Now McCool's got it. They were very quick out of the blocks. I think they went three ahead.
Yeah, they were 2 up at half time, 5-3.
That's right, 2 at half time. We had hoped to be in that position, and that's what we talked about in the dressing room, you know, during the break. But we kind of, as the second half went on, we kind of got the upper hand. It wasn't easy. It was
we were level easy. Five times, I think six times before you went in front.
I don't think we went in front at all during
Patrick
the game.
Patrick McGowan, I think, but you were a free 9-8.
Yeah, yeah. That was the first time. We were always chasing it, in fairness to McCool's. Like, we were always chasing, no matter what we did. They were able to stop us. They were able to pin us back. They were able to pin us, you know, keep us in tight where we wanted to play out wide and go at them. They stopped us doing that, in fairness to them. Like, it was a really even game, apart from us pulling away at the end, to be honest with you, you know.
So as you mentioned, use your bench well. Big squad of players.
Big squad. Look at these boys have been, you know, there's a kind of a thing on the senior C that it's, you know, down the bottom rung of the ladder after intermediate and junior and whatever, but this is their boys. This is them boys. This is their All-Ireland final. Them boys have been out, you know, putting as much effort as any senior team, any intermediate team. You know, we've been going since January, twice a week, all wellers, you know, and boys have been sacrificing work and everything. Like, I mean, the championship was played Friday nights this year, which probably, you know, in hindsight wasn't great, because no more than any other club, we had a lot of boys away, and some of them actually missed some of the championship games because they were on a Friday night, you know. But I mean, in terms of commitment and love for the game, and, you know, wanting to go out and play, you can't beat this level, you know.